Hi, good afternoon, Audio Boo. This is Shelley Batty 1966. And I'm also with Tony Baby Ra. Say hello when you can.
Hello.
Sorry, I was just trying to turn a corner. We haven't done a boo for a long time, have we? Can't remember last time we've done a boo. We've just had a really nice afternoon, haven't we?
Unexpected afternoon.
Yeah, it's been really nice. This morning we popped out to West Wickham. What happened this morning?
This morning your mum came round.
Oh yeah, my mum popped in this morning. We've done two loads of washing and
hang it
out on the lights. It's beautiful sunshine out here. Well, I'll say it's not beautiful, it's lovely sunshine. It's good for the washing anyway. We did that, and then we popped to West Wickham because Hannah rang to see if we were for what we were doing, because she had three hours break before her next lecture. So we said we're meeting in West Wickham, which we did, and had a coffee and said hello to her. And then we had a little present from somebody in Starbucks, didn't we? My little friend in Starbucks, not mentioning any names, but I have a friend. It's unusual to know, but I have got a friend. And Poggy Dog got her milk, so she was a happy doggy, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was a very happy doggy.
And then we popped home because Hannah wanted to collect something, and we dropped her back to college. And on our way back to college, I got a message from my aunt, who is 6 months older than me. But we were brought up together, sort of doing the same things and stuff. When I had kids, I helped her with hers. And when she had kids, I helped her with hers. And also, she's got grandchildren, which I enjoyed looking after when they were little, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
She got twin girls, so I helped look after them. Well, she has. They're grandkids. So we got a WhatsApp message with a picture. She'd made lemon curd tarts, like jam tarts with lemon curd in them. And as we were in Bromley, we were halfway to our house, so I texted her back and said, shall I come and play and collect them? Because she'd made them for us. So she said, yeah, come on then. So she made us lunch, bless her, and she made me a apple cake and lemon tarts. In the end, while we were sitting there waiting, she decided to make me a cake, because we usually make her cakes and swap them, and she's decided to send us one back. So in the back of my car, I've got a dozen lemon curd tarts and a whole apple upside down. Well, it's not upside down, the apple's on top. So, yeah, so and then we popped to see my cousin, who lives about 5 minutes away from her mum. It's just Tina, her mum, Rachel, and saw her newish house. And now we're on our way home. So it's been really nice, hasn't it?
Really?
So it's just was quite a surprise because we hadn't planned it. Things happen like that sometimes. You know, you don't think they're doing anything, and then things occur, and you tend to do something. So it's really nice. And now we're going to go home and see Pocky Dog, because we left her at home. We could have taken her, but we were out already when it happened, so we left her at home. So, and it's now, what, 4 o'clock nearly?
Yep.
I think it is.
Yep.
So, yep.
The news is on, so it must be 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so now we're going home, and we're going to have sausages and mash for dinner tonight with onion gravy. Yum, yum.
Do you want to go get the car washed?
Yeah, please. I'm going to get the car washed now. Poor Tony. I say what I want to do and he does it. Well, we've emptied the car out. The Pocky Dog's bed's not in the car at the minute.
No, all that's in the boot at the moment are cakes.
Oh, yeah, we've got to move those because I might eat them. Yeah, two boxes of cakes. Hopefully the car wash won't be too busy, though. I'm just thinking because the kids come out of school, so it might be a bit busy. Hopefully not. If it's busy, we won't. We'll do it tomorrow. I hope everyone's had a nice day like we have, haven't we?
Yep.
And we will catch up with you soon. We'll try not to leave it so long. My washing coffee machine's still broken. Surprise, surprise. And that's it, really. Nothing else to say, is there? Pretty boring. But I hope everyone has a good day, and we will go away and speak to you all soon. Take care, everyone. Bye. Tony can't say goodbye.
Sorry, bye-bye.
He's concentrating. There's lots of cars around this time of day, unfortunately. Speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.